In 2005, an unlikely friendship between two University of Virginia students sparked what would become the front page of the internet. Steve Huffman, a serious, introverted programming prodigy, and Alexis Ohanian, a gregarious, confident extrovert, formed a partnership that transcended their personality differences. While initially pursuing a mobile food ordering app called My Mobile Menu, their entrepreneurial journey took a dramatic turn after meeting programming legend Paul Graham at Harvard. Despite initially rejecting their mobile ordering concept, Graham called back with a pivotal offer. Would they build the front page of the internet instead? Working from a mint green Medford duplex that summer, the duo established Reddit's fundamental architecture. Huffman created the site's core feature, a ranking algorithm sorting submissions by votes per hour, while Ohanian designed the now iconic alien mascot, Snoo. They experimented with various rating systems before settling on simple up and down arrows, establishing the extraordinarily simple framework that still powers Reddit today. When Graham pressured them to launch, Huffman quietly put Reddit.com live, a bare-bones site with a blue toolbar and simple link display. To create the illusion of a thriving community, they created dozens of fake accounts using names of video game characters and furniture from their apartment. By August, genuine users began posting content. Reddit was alive. As Reddit reached 12,000 daily visitors in late 2005, the founders prioritized user engagement despite personal challenges, including Ohanian's mother's terminal brain cancer diagnosis. They declined Google's estimated $800,000 acquisition offer and instead expanded their team with Aaron Swartz and Chris Slow. Huffman implemented a groundbreaking commenting system in December 2005 that allowed users to vote on comments and view threaded responses. He later created topic-specific pages, beginning with Olympics.reddit.com for the 2006 Winter Games, before opening the platform for users to create their own subreddits, a decision that democratized content curation and shaped Reddit's future. By mid-2006, Condé Nast initiated acquisition talks. The Reddit team maintained their authentic identity throughout negotiations, deliberately wearing t-shirts to meetings with executives. After 3 months of complex negotiations, the deal closed on Halloween 2006 for just over $10 million. When Huffman saw seven figures in his bank account, reality finally hit. Their celebration that night was surprisingly subdued, what Ohanian later called anticlimactic, despite their newfound millionaire status. Reddit's corporate owners imposed tight resource constraints, just four staff in San Francisco and one in New York, leaving the team struggling daily to keep the site running. When executives visited, they demanded revenue increases before adding staff, contradicting earlier directives to prioritize growth over monetization. Despite these limitations, Reddit's community demonstrated remarkable influence. In 2009, users orchestrated a clever campaign by donating nearly $250,000 to DonorsChoose.org, where Stephen Colbert served as board member, rather than bombarding him with direct requests. The strategy succeeded brilliantly. Colbert announced his march to keep fear alive alongside Jon Stewart's rally to restore sanity, drawing over 200,000 people to Washington, D.C. Another striking example emerged when Greenpeace held a naming contest for a tracked humpback whale. Reddit users mobilized behind Mr. Splashy Pants, which won overwhelmingly with 119,307 votes, 78%. Though initially hesitant, Greenpeace embraced the name, and the campaign's visibility likely contributed to Japan canceling its whaling expedition, achieving Greenpeace's goal through unexpected means. Two key developments fueled Reddit's explosive growth: self-posts, allowing users to create free-form content about anything, and user-created subreddits managed by volunteer moderators. While this structure enabled remarkable creativity and community building, it also harbored disturbing content in darker corners, forums glorifying white supremacy, fat shaming, and even child pornography. Reddit's early philosophy assumed humans were fundamentally good and embraced a freedom from the press mentality, where the community, not gatekeepers, decided what was interesting. This hands-off approach became problematic when confronting controversial content like r/jailbait, which, despite generating millions of page views monthly, eventually forced Reddit to draw boundaries and establish policies prohibiting sexual content featuring minors. Perhaps the most tragic example of Reddit's dark side came after the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013. Within hours, users created r/findbostonbombers, which, despite rules prohibiting vigilante justice, became unmanageable. The community wrongfully focused on several innocent people, including missing Brown University student Sunil Tripathi, whose family faced harassment and threats. Tripathi, who had been suffering from depression, was later found dead in a river, a sobering lesson about the dangers of amateur sleuthing gone wrong. By 2015, Reddit was in crisis after multiple leadership changes. When beloved AMA coordinator Victoria Taylor was fired during a video call with Alexis Ohanian, moderators launched Amageddon, a massive protest where 1,200 subreddits went private, crippling the site. Interim CEO Ellen Pao faced intense backlash, with a petition for her removal gaining over 200,000 signatures amid racist and sexist harassment. As the platform spiraled, Huffman received urgent texts to save Reddit. He eventually returned as CEO, confronting widespread dysfunction, including interpersonal conflicts and delayed projects. To repair the broken company culture, he hired HR expert Caitlin Holloway and revived team-building activities that restored enthusiasm. Meanwhile, r/thedonald evolved into a sophisticated propaganda machine with coordinated systems to manipulate content visibility. After the subreddit exploited the Orlando nightclub shooting coverage to gain 11,000 new subscribers in a day, Huffman implemented algorithm changes specifically designed to prevent any single community from dominating Reddit's front page. Following Trump's election, Huffman acknowledged Reddit's possible influence while defending it as a communications platform rather than a publisher. Despite personally despising r/thedonald, he maintained that shutting it down would harm both Reddit and American discourse, highlighting the tension between free speech and platform responsibility. In summer 2017, Reddit completed a funding round valuing the company at $1.8 billion, officially making it a unicorn. The site had become the fourth most popular website in the United States, behind only Google, YouTube, and Facebook, with over 300 million monthly visitors. Revenue had multiplied 5 times since Huffman's return, with plans to diversify beyond advertising and Reddit Gold. By spring 2017, Reddit was undertaking a redesign dubbed Reddit 4.0, modernizing its dated interface while preserving the spirit of the platform. Huffman insisted on maintaining Reddit's characteristically cluttered aesthetic, telling designers to take a chisel to this and distress it a little bit when mock-ups appeared too polished. What began as a simple link-sharing site created by 2 college friends had evolved into a complex digital ecosystem reflecting both humanity's potential for collaboration and its darkest impulses. The platform had become a digital town square where presidents conducted Q&As, social movements organized, and communities formed around every conceivable interest. Reddit's journey reveals a truth about the internet itself. When we create spaces for human connection without gatekeepers, we get both the sublime and the terrible. Charity fundraisers alongside vigilante witch hunts, political movements alongside propaganda. In giving people the power to shape their digital communities, we witness the full spectrum of human nature unfiltered. Perhaps that's what makes Reddit not just the front page of the internet, but a mirror reflecting who we truly are.